Hey, so glad you're here because I have another ignited entrepreneur on the show today to share what they did to ignite their business and their life. This is Jess Coulthard, your host. And as always, you're invited to listen in to another conversation about business, entrepreneurship, and why following your passion is the best way to ignite your life. Welcome to another episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs. Today, I have Teresa Lambert of Teresa Lambert Coaching. And I have to tell everybody, one of the things that I love, and if you've listened to my show a few times, you know this, I love to talk about the ripple and how people connect, because for me, connection is so important. And I think it's how we grow our businesses. I think it's how we live fulfilling lives, is having those amazing connections. And so I just want to drop Michelle Abraham and let her know. Everybody knows she is how we connected, and I thank her so much for that. But Teresa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jessica. I'm so excited to be here with you.
You know, it's always fun when we get to have another podcaster on the show, because now we have like this, you know, sort of backside or backstage kind of other side of the mic. And I just love having other podcasters on. So I'm excited to talk more about that with you as well.
Love it. Can't wait. Yay.
Yeah. So Teresa, can you please tell everybody who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. And what I love to do is actually just take you back a little bit, because I think that how I got here is maybe not a path that some would expect. And it wasn't certainly something that I had in my life path when it all unfolded. I actually used to be a GM of a luxury boutique hotel here in beautiful Whistler, BC. And I became a GM at 29 and created a tremendous amount of success for the business, the hotel that I was running, and myself. And, you know, the interesting thing for me was that on so many different levels, I had everything that you could ever want in my early 30s, a high paying career job, like being at the top of this mountain that so many of us want to climb, the great paycheck, all the accolades and the rewards and the recognition. And I literally felt I just didn't enjoy my life. I was like, is this really success? Like, is that what it is? Is that what we all work for? I got to that top and I felt stuck and I was burned out. And I literally was like grinding and struggling day after day. And the interesting thing is, I think being in hospitality for as long as I was, is that we always learned that, you know, when there's a fire in the kitchen, nobody gets to know. And so I became this master of putting on a mask and just keep grinding. And when you start to create this disconnect in life, where from, you know, the outside perspective, the outside world, everything looks like this beautiful curated image. And then on the inside, you feel none of that is actually the real truth. Like, it's not authentically how you feel. It's the most heavy weight that I've ever felt in my life. And in an effort to help myself at that point, because I was so burned out, drained, I had brain fog, I put on a ton of weight, I lost my confidence, I was struggling to make decisions, all things not great when you're running a big, big property. And so I ended up signing up for health coaching certification to literally help myself. That was my only agenda at that time. I was like, I need to figure out how I can do this differently. I need to figure out how I can get myself out of this hole, because the joy was gone. Like, I just was like, life is a grind when you've made it. Like, this is just crazy. So I got introduced to the coaching world through health coaching and literally became obsessed with studying human performance, high performance, like how our like body functions, our brain functions. And I got drawn into this world of personal and professional development that I had never, never even thought about before. Like, this is the interesting thing. I was like blown away by what I found out. And that's when I really started to realize, A, I had been coaching people for much longer than I would have called it coaching. But also I realized that the way I was mimicked what success is and what it looks like and what it means to be in power and live a meaningful, fulfilling life was a story, nothing more than a story. That sounds good, but you don't really get there in a lateral way. And so for me, I knew in that moment that the things that I was learning, the way I was changing my life, really figuring out how I can have this high power career and have spaciousness in my life and have balance in my life, to see that it's possible to get to have both by putting in some work, I knew I needed to figure out a way to help others do the same. And so now what I'm doing is I'm a high performance lifestyle and success coach, and I'm really focusing on mentoring and coaching ambitious female entrepreneurs and leaders globally to create that next level success, but do it with more elegance and less struggle. And I'm absolutely obsessed with it because there is a way for us to be wildly successful that does not require us to work ourselves into the ground and hustle 24/7. And we get to have it both. Like, we get to have the joy and the success. We get to have, you know, the wealth and the ease. Like, we get to have the balance and the power. And I was like, whoa, like, it's possible. It's possible. So let's do this. Let's do this.
I love it. You know, I did something for myself about a year and a half ago. I'm an NLP practitioner. So I used an NLP process. And what I realized was that my highest value is joy. And when I tapped into that, an entirely new world just opened up for me in terms of what success looked like and meant for me.
I love that, Jessica. I feel like joy is like access point to so much. And when you follow your joy, right? Like, follow your joy rather than following the money or following the opportunity, like, follow the joy and all sorts of things drop in.
Yeah. So I noticed, like, one of the things you said, or what kind of came up for me when you were talking, was that we focus so much kind of on this external, the expectations, but more on an external thing. And we forget to think about what truly fulfills us, what feels good. Would you agree that when you kind of made that shift, that that was part of what changed for you?
Totally. You know, that's actually how I sort of realized that there's a new paradigm of success where it's really about the experience, how you feel while you're doing the thing is far more important than actually the goal or, you know, the external result that people see. Because, you know, having been in a situation where I had all that external stuff, you know, I had the big paycheck, I had all that, like, I had all that. And I was like, not feeling any of it, like, to have that success externally and to not feel it internally, it's like you're robbing yourself of the joy and fulfillment you could have. And a lot of people get stuck in that because it's so easy to stay in that, you know, picture, which also is a lot of safety, right? I mean, it feels good to have money in your bank account. It feels good to have a certain title, but we make that mean so much above everything else. And it's like, what's the point of having it when you're not loving your life?
Yeah. When I was looking at your website, one of the things that I saw, it says that you created success for yourself backwards. You placed more priority on making a living than actually living. Yeah. And I think that's probably very common. I think so much of us, you know, we grow up thinking that we just need to get onto this, the treadmill of life, you know, and we just follow along on these things that we think we're supposed to be doing without really tapping into and listening to, like, is this really what I want? Is this making me happy?
100%. And I think it's what we've, like, I think many of us have been taught that, right? We've been taught that we go to school and then, you know, ideally we go to university and then we get a job and then we start our careers and we climb our ways to the top and then we get married and, you know, maybe we have kids and then we buy a house with a white picket fence and then we work our entire lives and sometimes we go on vacation And then, you know, we have some big birthdays along the way, and then we retire and then we die. It's like, and a lot of the time too, that retirement part is like, you know, when you retire, that's when you live your life. And I'm like, why do I want to wait until I'm old? No offense to anybody out there. But why do I want to wait until I'm 70 to live my life? Like, I've wasted my whole life. Like, that, it just did not make sense to me. But that's what, you know, work hard, keep your head down, do what you need to do. Like, these are some of the things that I grew up with. And I was like, I don't like it. And the new generations, you know, even we start to see this more like nomad culture and remote working, and like a lot of the younger, you know, 20, like in their 20s now, like, I feel like they're making a point by saying, I don't want to grind away. And I get it. You know, I get it, because they've seen so many of us work, never enjoy their life. And at some point, clearly some of them have decided that that's not going to work for them. And good for them.
Yes.
Good for them. We judge them for it. You know, there's a lot of judgment around, but I actually think we should really use, you know, that generation and what they stand for as an opportunity to create shifts and change in how we portray work in society today. Because the 9-to-5 model, it hasn't worked in a long time, I don't think. And, you know, we really should think about how can we create more balance for people. Because when people love what they do, when they enjoy their life, when they can live out their passions, they're so much more productive at work too.
Absolutely. So, quick little story about me. I do still have a full-time job, and I was working for a company for about 7 years, but I stopped enjoying it. And so I knew that with my business, I wasn't quite ready to take that leap into my business full time. But I also knew that I was miserable and I couldn't keep going on like this. So I chose to change jobs. And I've been there now for about a month. And I feel so different. My business and the way that I approach my business now has changed because I've found a new way to enjoy myself when I'm at work. And it's amazing how many people, I think, we get stuck into this, but this is what I have to do, and this is what I have to do. And they don't realize that a quick little shift, and I know for some people, changing jobs is not a quick little shift, but it really is if you think about it. And it made all the difference for me. And there's probably so many things that are not quite as difficult as changing jobs to do it, but you can shift in different ways that completely change how you feel about everything else that's going on in your life.
Oh my God, totally. And you know, something you just said there is like, you know, you realized, you created that awareness that I'm miserable, this isn't working. And a lot of people out there feel that. And I get it too, you know, making a leap in your life like that, it feels really scary. Because it's a big change. But the thing is, what do you want to choose? Like, do you want to choose yourself, your joy, your happiness, your fulfillment, your mental well-being? Or do you want to choose, you know, safety in a miserable life? Like, it's like you're choosing your own life sentence, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Like, choose wisely, people, but you do always have a choice. And you know, leaping and making changes, like what I'm learning more and more, and I've made some like big choices in my life, and I'm definitely more risk adverse than other people, I would say. But when you actually choose the thing that lights you up, when you choose to improve your life in any way, changing jobs or taking that leap into entrepreneurship, like I have, you know, you don't really need to know how, but it works out. Like, it's always been working out. Like, and I know it takes a level of trust to develop, and I invest in coaching to support me around, you know, my like beliefs and blocks that come up. But when we choose to move towards what we really desire, and joy for me is like at the heart of that. So I love that you spoke about that. Things do really fall in place, and we realize, oh, we're still okay. Right? Like, we're still okay. You change jobs. And then you're like, oh, actually, I'm better than okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing, is sometimes it's just that I like to say it's that saying yes, that initial yes to something opens up all sorts of doors behind it that we didn't even know were going to be there, right? And so sometimes it's just that. And I love that you said that you have coaches to support you, because, you know, we need that. If you're not quite ready to like take that leap on your own, or also, I mean, we don't know what we don't know. So having somebody else there to guide you, support you, encourage you, and teach you is like, it's priceless.
Absolutely. And, you know, an example I always like to use is that we are often too close to what's happening in our life, right? And what I mean by that, it's like if you take like your index finger and you put it on the top of your nose and you try and see the finger, like as much as you try, and you know, maybe whoever's listening is trying now, maybe you're trying it now, Jessica.
How
did you try? You can't bloody see the finger, right? Like you sort of see it's there, you know it's there, but you can't quite see it. And that's the thing. It's like coaching really enables you to create that deeper level of awareness and start to see things from different perspectives. And when you do that, you're actually able to make some of those bigger choices too, right? To be like, you know what? No, I can say yes to this. I can take another step. I can launch another program. I can try again, right? I can apply for another job. And that is something that I have found so, so important. And I have a lot of knowledge from my past. I know how to build business. I know how to do a lot of things, but I really decided when I jumped into this full-time, which was January 2020, I took the leap full-time into entrepreneurship, was really, you know what? I don't want to do this alone. I don't want to do it alone. I don't want to try and keep looking at my finger and try and find it, you know? Like I'd rather have someone help me. And what we really do with coaching is, you know, it reduces the time it takes us to get to our next place, right? Like it accelerates our growth, whether personally, professionally, in your business. And I just love that because, you know, it allows you to expand and live a life really beyond your wildest dreams, whether you're working for somebody else or you're working for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I have a term that I use called transfer of belief. And I think that's what hiring a coach does, right? Is because people come to you because they know they're ready for something more, but you know, there's probably still that little bit of like, I'm not 100% sure I can do it. Right. So it's like, I feel like when you work with somebody like yourself, who's first of all, been through it, made those changes themselves, been successful at it, and can now show somebody else that path that they've already been down. It's like they take a little bit of that belief from you in that moment, just enough to take those next first steps. And as they take those steps, they start to see, oh, I can do this. And there's that, you know, it's like that moment where they finally find that belief from themselves, but they almost need to borrow it from somebody else just to get going.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that term that you used, like the belief. Did you say belief transformation?
Yeah, well, transfer of belief.
So it's transfer of beliefs. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's like I borrow a little bit from you, right? Just for now until I can find my own.
Totally. You know, I think that, you know, the one piece that it always boils down to is trust, right? Do you trust yourself to make it work? And, you know, do you trust that it's going to work out? And totally, like this transfer of belief, like that's something that I've really, you know, needed my coaches for, was to really anchor into that trust. And, you know, I look at my life and the things that I've accomplished and I'm like, why wouldn't I trust myself? But the truth is that we all have, you know, beliefs and stories, I like to call them stories, that we've accumulated over our lifetime that have, you know, shown us to, you know, that doing things one way is how it works. And so when we're trying to change that, when we're trying to shift that belief, when we're trying to rewrite that story, it can be difficult for us, for our logical brain to get on board with that. And that's where we create so much resistance. So if you see somebody, like if you have guidance for somebody who has been on the path, who's on a similar path, or who might be a few steps ahead of you, you can really see, oh my God, it's possible. And I totally agree, by taking that belief on, oh, it's possible, you can, you know, take that next brave step and take that next transformational step. And I think that's the key to, I think transformation, change, you know, what you do over your lifetime, it's all accumulated by taking one tiny step after the other.
Yeah.
And then they are the ones, like all the little, small, simple shifts and adjustments. That's the thing that really creates that transformation, that really shifts, that really creates those quantum leaps forward where, you know, you go 1 month, I'm miserable in my job, I hate what I do, to I feel amazing in a month. But it was all the small choices that you made along the way that led you to being able to make that bigger leap, right? The leap of saying, you know what, I'm going to find a different job, this isn't working. And then to go all in on this new place and to find yourself a month later and being like, wow, should have done this earlier.
Yeah, right? Hindsight, it's a bitch.
And hindsight, you know, hindsight's such a powerful thing too. Like I now always plan out my coming months with hindsight in mind.
Ooh, tell me about that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and it's funny because today I will reflect on my month, what worked, what didn't. I do a lot of reflection at the end of every month. I sort of reflect on my business, how I showed up, how I felt throughout the month. And then I clear out the things that didn't work and I take over into the next month to things that work, and I map out what I'm going to do, what programs I'm launching, how I'm going to structure my day, what's happening in my life. Like I spend a lot of time just sitting in that container and I think about, how do I want to feel at the end of June? Like, what do I want that to be like, right? And then learning, extracting lessons from the last month, like what didn't work, right? Like using the knowledge of hindsight, right? Because so often we say, oh, in hindsight, I should have made this decision. Or in hindsight, I should have, you know, said no to the extra event that week or whatever it is. But when you start to actually sit down and extract those lessons and be like, okay, now I can see all the things that I learned from. And then next month, when the same thing comes up, and it will, maybe not that month, maybe it's 2 months later, but things always repeat in our lives because the patterns and the choices we've made for the longest times, they will come up again. Now we're like, oh, look at this. Time for me to say no, because last month I realized, you know, it wasn't working. There was too much going on. I ran out of energy. Like, you know, whatever comes out, this is just one example. But then, you know, by doing that, I literally am able to make a better choice for myself the next time it comes up.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that you said that really jumped out at me was that when you're planning out your month, you're thinking about how you want to feel at the end. It's not about how many tasks I want to accomplish. It's like, it's more about what you're going to feel. That was powerful when you said that to me.
Yeah. That's actually how I reverse engineer my goals in that way. I create a vision and my vision is solemnly based on how do I desire to feel in my life? Like, what do I want it to feel like day after day? And then from there, I put more tangible goals in place. You know, whether that is being on more beautiful podcasts, like being on your amazing podcast, or, you know, writing a book, which I did last year. And some of those more tangible result-driven goals, they get created based on how I desire to feel. And so for me, that was a big shift. And that's something that, you know, I would invite, you know, anybody listening to as well. Really think about, you know, how do you want to feel in your life? Like, what's the greater vision? Like, do you want to have a joyful, fulfilled life? Do you want to feel extraordinary? Do you want to live a mind-blowing life? Like, how does it feel? And really connecting with that emotion. And then starting to choose every day, like, what's one thing I could do today that would bring me joy? And, or what's one thing I could do today that would make me feel energized? And literally, when we start to do that, what we start to realize is that we get to feel the way we want to feel now. We can have this beautiful vision. We can have all these goals, but every day we can choose to tap into the one thing that will help us connect to with how we desire to feel day after day. And when we do that, you know, the goals are still there. You still get to have your big goals in business. You still get to have your big career goals, or, you know, whatever goals you have, whatever, you know, you want to accomplish externally, that all still has a place. But here is the beautiful thing. And that really sank in for me about a year ago this time, when we were at, you know, the big, you know, in the midst of this pandemic and still at the beginning with so much unknown, and we're obviously still in it. But what I saw happening was that people have had all these goals. Some of these goals they've had for a lifetime, to reach a certain level in their career, to make a certain amount of money, you know, all those like tangible like goals. And the pandemic hit and a lot of people got hit hard. People lost their jobs that they've had for the longest time, that they were on, you know, the path to get that next promotion. And people crumbled, people free-falled into a hole. Because the problem is, when we put all our eggs on the external results we want to create, when we live this life of saying, once I make $100,000, then I'm happy. Once I have this title, then I'm successful. Once I'm married, then I'm, you know, then I'm in love. Like, when we do that, and then that thing falls away, because all those external measures, those things out there that are beyond our control, they fall away. And so we really lose a sense of self and a sense of identity when that happens. But when you have a vision built on how you desire to feel and the goal timeline changes, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore, because you already feel the way you want to feel now, even if it's going to take you an extra 5 years to get to that point, right? And that's when it hit me. Like, it really hit me, because I was like, this is where we have it so wrong, because we make it all about the goal instead of making it about building a life and living a life each and every single day that makes us feel the way we want to feel. And when we live that way, we've already won. And yes. When we've already won, things drop in.
Yes. I love so much that you're saying all of this, because that's, for me, exactly what happened for me about a year and a half ago, was when I tapped into knowing that joy was the ultimate goal. That's really all I'm doing anything I do for. All of a sudden, I had so much more come to me. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it when people come on and are totally in line and speaking, you know, what I'm so passionate about. So I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh my God, you're so welcome. And I had no idea that joy was, you know, such a big part of your life. And I love it, because, you know, like, I think our wildest success and wealth is rooted in joy. So if you choose joy, great things are going to happen in your life.
Yeah. And I mean, I think one of the things too, is I'm sure that when you're working with your clients, I mean, success is different for everybody. So for me, it's joy. Right. But when you're working with people, the beautiful thing is that everyone gets to choose what that ultimate feeling is that they're chasing and that they want to experience. Right.
Absolutely. And I think that's where it starts. You know, we have to understand what success means to us beyond external measures. Right. What does success truly mean to us? Like, what would it take for you to get to, you know, the day you die and say, I lived a fully, like, I, this was the most successful life I can imagine I could have lived. When you have, you know, when you can figure that out, then you can decide what fits into that vision, rather than saying, you know, success is measured by, you know, the amount of money you make, or the, you know, which is that old paradigm of success, really, where it's about, you know, what you have, not who you're being. And that's a big shift, but that's exactly it. You know, once we know where we ultimately want to go and what that success really, what it means to us, then we can make much more powerful and intentional choices to get us there.
Yes, and that's the thing too I've learned is when we know what we truly want to feel fulfilled, decision-making comes easy.
Yeah, because you know what you're choosing between. You know what the choice is. Like I remember like some of my clients who are leaders of organizations and some of them do both. They lead teams and they run their own business. But what you often see is that, you know, we get drawn into this hustle mentality and hustle culture where it's like, the more I work, you know, the better I will be or the more successful I will be. Like there was this whole idea around doing more equals doing better. And so often when we work on, you know, how can you create this more balanced, fulfilling life for yourself, whether you're an entrepreneur or leading an organization, you know, it comes down to these small pivotal moments in a day. And one of them is, you know, getting to the end of your day. Maybe you've been there 8-9 hours already and it's around 5:30 and you're like, you know, see the amount of emails and work you've got left to do. And I'm sure a lot of people will be able to relate to this, but you know, maybe it's a beautiful day outside or you want to get home and have dinner with your family. If you know that, for example, joy is the ultimate vision, right? Like if success is living a joyful, balanced, meaningful life, and you know that, you know, doing things with the people that you love is part of activating that feeling of joy and fulfillment and balance, you can literally ask yourself and say, does it feel like, would it make me feel joyful, balanced, and fulfilled if I stayed and answered another 150 emails? Yes or no? Would it make me feel like I experienced that joy and fulfillment, balance if I would go home now and have dinner with my family? Yes or no? And very quickly, and you were laughing, and I love that because all of the sudden, it becomes so obvious in your face that you really can't ignore it, right? Like you can't ignore it anymore. And when it's in your awareness, it will never go away. But it makes it easier because then we can be like, okay, that side's no, that side's yes. So what do you want to do? Do you want to stay or do you want to go? And like 9 out of 10 times, that's when I really start seeing people experience that change and they get excited. And I get excited when I get like a message from a client, be like, I spent the entire weekend relaxing, doing things I loved, and I didn't check my email once. It's like the best, right? Because I know that, you know, that seems maybe like a small thing, but that makes the biggest difference. Or, you know, people who start to choose to really do things differently. And that's just one out of, you know, possibly 100 choices like that, that you could make in a day.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So when you work with your clients, I'm just curious, like, is there one thing that people seem to struggle with the most when they come to see you?
You know, it kind of a little bit depends because my clients, because I work with leaders and with entrepreneurs, but I think one of the biggest things that comes up for a lot of people is this initial belief that it's possible for them to create a life they really love, yeah. To create a life that they feel alive in. You know, there's a lot of things that block us. The biggest one is just society, right? We all have been mimicked life a certain way. It's really easy. Like making excuses is the easiest thing we'll ever do, right? But is it really possible to, you know, have a business and only work 4 days a week if that's what you want to do, right? Like, is it really possible to, you know, run a big company and, you know, be able to take weekends? Like, it's really that, you know, that is it actually possible? Like, is that really a thing? So the fairy tale of it, you know, it gets to be easy if you choose that path. Like, it can be that easy. But yeah, for people, that's a big one, right? That's really where often a big hurdle is. Like, is it even possible? Like, is it really possible to mm-hmm. do it differently?
Yeah, I can see that. Because, you know, back to the whole treadmill thing, right, is we can get so caught up in seeing things in this little box that we've created, that this is what's possible for me and this is how I'm going to get it done, right? And I just need to expand that box bigger and bigger and do more and more and more and shove more into that box. And they forget that, you know, there's so many more things that they could be doing that would actually make the box smaller instead, right? And so you don't have to do as much, but you can enjoy it more and you can actually have more. And that's so foreign, I think, for so many of us. I mean, I'm in my 50s. And for me, it's like, it took me until, what did I say, a year and a half ago,
yeah,
to figure out that really it all comes down to joy, not hard work. What? Why didn't someone tell me this when I was 20?
100%, you know, but it's also, you made a brave choice, right? Like, you made a brave choice, and that choice was to go against the grain.
Yes.
Right? It's not hard work. And be like, I'm going to choose my joy and I'm going to see what happens. And rather than being like, you know, how am I going to do that? How am I going to do that? You're like, okay, I'm going to choose the joy. And then from there, I'm going to make more decisions. But joy is got to be joy, right? And that's, and I'm telling you, like, it's, it, that is the biggest, and it's often that first big scary leap too, right? Like the first realization, and then the leadership you have to step into, right? The leadership, the responsibility you are claiming now for your life to say, I'm going to choose my joy and I'm going to start making decisions and choices that support me experience more joy, rather than I can only feel joy if I work hard, right? You did the one fit, that one pivot, and that's the for a lot of us, the toughest to make, is that we don't actually have to wait.
Yes.
You get to have it now.
Yes.
Are you willing to go and do the thing to get it?
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest release right there, I think, is recognizing that you don't have to wait, that you can create it anytime you want. Like you were saying, wake up every day and decide how you want to feel that day and what activities you can do that are going to make you feel that way. That's the beautiful thing. Like I'm definitely a control freak. And so releasing that feels like letting go of control, but really it's taking back the ultimate control.
I love that. It totally is. And it doesn't make logical sense, right? Because we think that when we start to make choices differently, right? Or even like the control of knowing, you know, how much money is going to come in this month, right? Like this is a big one too, right? It's another form of control, is that knowing piece, having a certain job. And so choosing a new job, right, could mean that that number changes. Like there's a lot of like uncertain, there's a lot of things you can't necessarily control in that process. But you're right, because all of a sudden you just change what control means. Instead of living an autopilot life, you're actually consciously creating the life that you want. So you are in control of your experience. And that's something that I say a lot, but most people believe that they don't. Right? They believe that we don't have a choice and we just have to do things because that's just the way it is. And that's what keeps us stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now when you're working with your clients, you work with, you said entrepreneurs. So one of the areas that you work with them is to help them launch their business, launch their programs.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually something that I've been working on for quite some time. And the reason for that really was, so my big plan for building my coaching and consulting business was really to be utilizing my network here locally in Whistler and really being, you know, intertwined in the community in person. And obviously the pandemic changed the plan. So I had to pivot just slightly. And I remember feeling a bit like a fish out of water when it came to, you know, how do we launch our businesses, our programs and services 100% online? And how are we able to create the same experience that we would create when we're in person with people, when we're speaking with them, when you can feel, right? Like in-person events, like the energy you feel, maybe the way, you know, if there was a lunch, like what's served for lunch, like the whole experience. And this is like my hospitality mind coming through for sure. But I really was a bit stuck on that. I was like, well, how do we do that? So in this past year, I spent a lot of time really thinking about how to create these amazing experiences for ourselves and for our clients while we're launching and building and growing our businesses online. And so actually last Friday, I ran an incredible program. It was a VIP day called Launched, and you can still drop into the program and get instant access to all the details. And really, it was about helping, you know, people launching their programs and services online. And I shared with them my strategy, the tools that I use, how to set up the tech, how to do it for under $50 a month or for more than $50 a month, and then how you can execute it in a way that still feels like it's that ease and that, you know, elegance, and you're not struggling to do it. Because I really realized that at the beginning, it was a tremendous struggle for me. And now that I figured out how to do it well and really focusing on the experience, I've really created a brand and, you know, a process and a strategy that can support me. So when I show up for my launches, I don't have to be sending hundreds of DMs. I don't have to, you know, hustle. Like, I literally can enjoy my life while I've set things up to support me throughout that time. And I show up on my social media as much as I want on those days. And I have this beautiful process. And so it feels light and effortless. And it feels joyful bringing it back to that. So I enjoy the experience. And because I enjoy the experience, the inbound organic traffic of clients increases. And so through this process, and that's really what I've shared, and I've sort of pulled the curtain back and given people really everything that I do and how I do it, so that they could really, you know, take it from idea to successfully launched online. The way I've been doing it, it's been growing my business tremendously. In April, I had my first multiple five-figure launch, which was like, what? Like, this is insane. Same thing this month, you know, I'm past five figures for this month. And I was like, I didn't even notice. I was like, what? Like, when did that happen? And so that's the thing, right? And I took more time off this month than in other months. And, you know, that's just a thing. When we make those choices and we set ourselves up in a way that really supports us and lifts us up, it also helps us to anchor into the trust that we're going to show up for the one thing we set out to do that day. And that there's other things like tech, less tech, that can really support us. So, you know, yeah, people can drop in on your weekend. People can drop in while you sleep. Like, you know, while we're having this conversation, I could be making $5,000, like literally. And that was something that, again, at one point I always felt that, you know, you have to do something in order for clients or money to drop in. And it's not that case. And so when we know how to do it well, when we know how to really curate experiences, we really start to be able to, you know, expand and reach more people. And it becomes easier and easier to build and grow our businesses online. So
wonderful. Yeah. I love it. You know, and the entire conversation, and then even once we got down to the business aspect, I loved that there was still that aspect of ease and flow and joy, but yet accomplishing what it is that the whole business is meant to do in terms of supporting you so that you can continue with the more joy and flow and ease.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I have big goals, and that's why I always say to people, yeah, like for me, it's about the experience, but you know, I've built an eight-figure business before. I'm going to build my own eight-figure brand, and I'm going to do it in a way where I have joy, ease, fun, lightness, spaciousness in my life. I'm going to do it playing golf 4 to 5 times a week. And that's how we're going to do it. And that's the choice, right? Like, I'm not going to settle for anything else anymore. I'm done with that. Like, this is working. This is what I'm choosing. This is what we're doing. And I'm going to just keep taking the steps. And I think that has been the most freeing choice to make, because, you know, you're not asking anymore, oh, where am I going, right? I know my direction. I know what I want it to feel like. Now I just have to show up for it every day.
Mm-hmm. It's actually in the right feeling, right?
Yeah.
Yes. When you bring that feeling to the work that you're doing because you love it, that's when it all just comes together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it. Love it. All right. So, Teresa, if somebody wanted to, you know, learn more about you, follow you, potentially, you know, book you and work with you, how would they find you?
Yeah, the place I hang out most is my Instagram at Teresa Lambert Coaching. And from there, you'll also be able to get the links to my website. And it's just teresalambertcoaching.com. So you can check it out as well, or join my newsletter if you like to stay in touch. But Instagram, I'm on there. I hang out there. You can DM me. You can chat with me. You see what I'm up to. I just love hanging there. And of course, you know, if you enjoyed this conversation and if you enjoyed talking about, you know, success and what it means, the podcast Dissecting Success is another great place that people can go and check out, where we've got some really cool, inspiring interviews and stories and topics on success, what it means, what it doesn't, if you can put it in a box. And we've also decided you can put it in a pineapple. And if you know what that means, you just gotta come follow me at Teresa Lambert Coaching.
I don't know what that means, but now I want to go find out. Awesome. I'm definitely going to check out your podcast. I love, love, love finding new wonderful podcasts to follow. So I'll definitely be checking that out. Okay. So before I let you go, I have to ask all of my guests, if you could give somebody who's ready to take their business to the next level one piece of advice, what would you suggest?
What I would say is really stay in your own lane. Choose the way you want to do things based on how you want to feel. We spoke about this in this episode, but really stay in your own lane. Like, you have your own path. You get to choose how you want to do things for yourself, for your business, and trust that you're in the exact right lane to be. Don't compare yourself to other people. Don't make things mean anything if they don't look the way they look. Like somebody else did it. We're all in different stages. We're all in different places. We all have different backgrounds and we all have different beliefs. Stay in your own lane. Do it your way. Don't get distracted by shiny objects out there. Stay in your own lane. And, you know, if you want to go beyond that and really feel comfortable in that lane, just get some support, but stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. Oh, Teresa, this was fabulous. Again, I just love, 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 love talking to people that have a similar mindset to me. So when you know, that surprisingly shows up in our conversation, it's like, my idea of joy right here.
I love it. I totally agree.
Well, thank you so much for spending your time with me. And I look forward to, I'd love to have you come back on. I think you and I could probably go a lot deeper, and I would love to have you back on.
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me on your incredible podcast. I truly appreciate it.